A couple of weak weather disturbances will be impacting the northern plains and upper Midwest as we go through the next two or three days, but the grand kahuna of storms is likely to occur as we get out into the day on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The storm is expected to be a doozy. It will likely produce some impressive snow accumulations across portions of the Dakotas and northern Minnesota, and it will go on into Ontario from there. It's interesting to note that at the same time that we're going to be dealing with blizzard conditions across portions of the Dakotas and northern Minnesota, there's also going to be a tropical storm, maybe even a hurricane, that could be impacting Florida. And the two storms are going to work together. That's one of the reasons why the heavier snows occur across the Dakotas, because some of the models are trying to slow down the storm movement enough that we can get some rather impressive snow accumulations. So the way all this is going to come together, we do expect to see a little bit of light snow and rain occurring across the heart of the Dakotas this afternoon. And you can see that already on radar, and it will continue to build up as we go forward through time. But the system is going to move northward. So if you're in Minnesota, you're not going to see any precipitation from this event. And if you're in the Dakotas, it's not going to be that much of an event. It'll just be light precipitation that occurs across the area. And we'll look for moisture totals to run mostly a trace upwards to about 15 hundredths of an inch, with northwestern South Dakota and a few counties in central North Dakota getting the majority of that moisture. Now, there will be a second disturbance that's going to pass across parts of the region as we go on into the day Tuesday into early Wednesday. And this disturbance is expected to come in more on Minnesota than anywhere else. It will be a rain event, rain and drizzle. Eastern South Dakota and the southeast corner of North Dakota will be included with this. We'll look for those moisture totals to run from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to half inch, with east central South Dakota and central Minnesota getting the majority of that moisture. All right, the grand kahuna of the storm systems for this week will likely show itself across the Dakotas as we get into Thursday. And from Thursday into Friday, there will be some impressive blizzard conditions potentially occurring across the Dakotas and into portions of northern and maybe a little part of west central Minnesota. Snow accumulations, I'm going to continue to go for 8 to 15 inches with local totals over 20 inches. And we'll wait another couple of days before I modify that a little bit more. I'm being a little conservative, actually. Some of the midday model runs today were suggesting over 25 inches of snow might occur with this event, and that's in the Dakotas and northern Minnesota. The temperatures are expected to turn a little bit colder, to say the least, behind the storm. We'll likely have afternoon temperatures confined to the teens and 20s as we get out towards the end of this week and into the weekend. Lows at night will be in the single digits and teens, with a couple of readings maybe around zero. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.